New data suggests there could be 24 million gallons of fuel soaked into the soil and contaminating the city's aquifer. The leak from an underground pipe built in the 1950s wasn't discovered until 1999. Air Force officials say they've been burning fuel vapor off the spill site for 8 years. But Dave McCoy with Citizen Action New Mexico counters that remedy is not effective. He says the public is being given incorrect information.
And the effect of that is to delay effective regulatory action, delay expenditures of money, create false hope, allow face-saving for the politicians and the military. And the public shouldn't be fooled by this any longer. Our drinking water, our health, and our finances are at high risk, given the size and depth of this plume.
McCoy argues city officials will need to build a water treatment plant to clean it up. But Tom Berardinelli maintains the new estimate changes nothing. He's the chief of staff for the 377th Air Base Wing at Kirtland.
An amount, although it may seem interesting, is speculative. There's no real way of measuring what's there, and knowing an amount does absolutely nothing to contribute to how this is remediated.
Berardinelli says information about where the fuel has dissolved into the aquifer and where the thickest layers of contamination are located are what will make a difference for the cleanup operation, which includes expanding a network of test wells and beefing up the system that burns the vapor from the fuel. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.